Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee with Scott Treft, head coach of the Pellegrino soccer team, as we are very quickly approaching the midway point of the season. You've had a lot of games so far, a mix and match with your roster due to some injuries and some other sport commitments, but some bright spots as well. First of all, your thoughts about getting through to this point, getting close to this halfway point of the season, and getting some games under your belt.
Yeah, you know, we prepped the girls early in the season we wanted to play good teams early. We wanted to test ourselves. We wanted to see where we're at, see where we need to grow, and give ourselves time to grow. We've taken some lumps, and we've had some injuries and a few people being, you know, absent here and there with track and other things. But we're battling, and I love the grit that I'm getting out of the girls. They're battle-tested. They're tough. You know, we're giving up some goals late in games now, and so we got to look at that subbing rotation a little bit. We need to look at, you know, just helping them through the ends of those games, because that is a critical moment in soccer games at the end. So yeah, we're just we're battle tested, and we've come up on the wrong end on some of these. But it's okay. We were in good spirits last night. Losing 3-0 to Norwalk wasn't a bad result, especially the way that it went down. You know, we had about a 5-6 minute window where we collapsed after a PK, and after that we got scoring opportunities in the last 15 minutes, which was great. And so we are going to hang our hat on that.
And in this start to the season, a lot of, as you mentioned, Norwalk's among them, ranked teams, undefeated teams, those who have already played really well. And you knew that coming in, it would be good. It ended up maybe being even better. And the hope is, even though you have some losses, that this will make this team better and that you've learned at practice and so on.
Yeah, the teams that have beaten us are continuing to beat other teams, and they're looking really good. And those losses and the tie against Ames looks really good right now. And now we just have a chance to kind of rebound in the middle of our season. We've got five teams that are not currently ranked. Doesn't mean they're not of quality or have quality players, but it's certainly not the level that we've been playing night in and night out, and gives us a chance to find our footing on offense, get some goals in the back of the net, which we're desperately needing right now. And so just giving the girls a chance to be more offensive and not be on our heels for 80 minutes.
We're here, Scott Treff, head coach of the Pella Girls soccer team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we check in, ranked 12th in Class 2A. And yeah, some of the other things that we talked about in our season preview weren't happening on the field. It's building culture. It's a new coach, new era, all the above. What's it been like to continue to work with transition with the four captains that I got to interview, on top of getting some of those younger girls involved, especially when there have been absences, whether on or off the field? There's been opportunities for even younger players to step up.
Yeah, you know, that's what makes this season so unique to this point is, you know, we're a month in and we have, you know, some seniors, some juniors, some sophomores, some freshmen. It's pretty well balanced across the four classes on that varsity roster. And, you know, it's been a puzzle to try to get them together and get them connected and seeing the game in the same way. But we're getting closer. Our defense is kind of coming full circle. I feel much stronger about where we're at there. Our midfield's going to get healthy here in the next week, and that's going to feel really good. We got a glimpse of that last night, so really excited about the direction that's going. And then I think things will start to form together offensively, and maybe some girls won't have to play as many minutes now that we've got some healthy bodies back, and I think that's a critical part too. They can go a little harder knowing they're going to play 15, 20 minutes at a time.
Well, and not only that, your schedule density kind of, after playing a bunch of games in 2 weeks, is spread out, and you get to be close to home, especially as we are hot on the heels of Tulip Time. First coming up Tuesday, Iowa Rush Night, an organization you now are out of, but one where the youth players are invited to come to the field. I think we'll have one of those there in attendance, and that's special because it's Pella Christian Night, and an opportunity with a PC team that's had some bright spots and will likely have their full roster, especially Lexi Terpscher back. I would imagine Tuesday is going to be a really fun test, especially here at home.
Yeah, Coach Dowie's done a great job at PC, and we talk all the time, and we know that it's just this one 80-minute game between the two of us. But honestly, those girls have done a good job of building the program there. They've been a part of the Rush program. Our girls have been part of the Rush program, and both are seeing the benefits of that. And so we're ready to honor the little kids and get them connected in as many things as we can on game night next week, Tuesday. And then, we'll be ready to take on PC and see what happens.
And then not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but what does it look like then after Pella Christian, especially knowing that Tulip Time is right around the corner. And then after Tulip Time, you'll have some athletes missing because of state qualifying for track and things like that.
Yeah. So the next little part of our schedule, we go to Southeast Polk. That will be a tough game. We're without a couple of track girls that night. But they're in a real similar boat as us, so I think it'd be a real competitive game, atmosphere. We should be able to move the ball a little bit better against them. Then we have back-to-back nights against Indianola and Carlisle, Carlisle being at home on May 5th. That's a Tuesday. So another two good games, competitive games.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. That's Scott Treft, head coach of the Pella Girls soccer team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, as always, appreciate your time, and we'll catch you after Tulip Time as we're getting hot in the heels of the postseason.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Andrew.